that was One Girl Nation, going to live for Jesus while we're young. Yeah, you know, that is the key, is to reach people when they're young to live a life for Jesus Christ. That way they can live that life without regrets that the song was talking about. On the phone with me right now, we have Ann Weibel, and she is the Director of Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Southwest Wisconsin, talking today about starting a Good News Club. You've told us how the Good News Club works and the support the Child Evangelism Fellowship provides. What part does the church play in this?
CEF will work with the church to set up a location, because the first step would be to get a location, whether it would be the school or a community center, but getting that location permission. The second step is to develop that team, and we usually recommend that you have at least three people that are part of that team to go into that school, three or more people. I have with me, it's myself and another adult, and then two teenagers that work with me in my school. So it works really well. It's not too much work then for any one part of the team as far as the curriculum goes for each week. Then there is the training. We have that procedures workshop that they would be required to attend. And there's the child protection policy screening, because everyone who is part of this ministry needs to make sure we're protecting our children from anyone that might be trying to harm them. And then the next step would be to help with promotion, and CEF can help with that promotion, provides the permission slips to get that out and some of the support that you might need in order to know the different ways that you can get the word out to the audience that you have for those kids. Like I said earlier, that some schools will allow you to send them home in their children's backpack. Sometimes you need to work through a mailing list, but there are always ways that you can get that information out. And then the next step is to start. So it's really pretty simple. And as far as the church goes, it's getting that that location, deciding to do it, getting location, developing the team, and getting trained and equipped. And after that, you're up and running and seeing what the Lord's going to do, and it's really exciting to see what He does by reaching kids and their families through this outreach.
So tell us, Anne, if somebody is interested that they'd like to find out more, who should they contact?
Well, the best thing to do would be to go to our website. It's CEFofWesternWisconsin.com, and find some of the information, contact information there. You can look over our website and see what it is that we do, and just give me a call or send me an email, or you can go to, I believe, to the Praise Network.
Yep, we have that information on the Make a Difference section on our website. Now, you do have some training sessions, the teacher enrichment sessions coming up throughout the year, like you talked about. Also, a Child Evangelism Fellowship provides a training and the curriculum and all the tools you need to implement a Good News Club in your local school district. So you could get in touch with them through our website. Go to Make a Difference at praisenetwork.com. And I know Ann would love to connect with you and put those tools into your hands so that you can reach more kids for Christ. And thank you for all you do through Child Evangelism Fellowship. And again, we will connect our listeners with you and hopefully see a whole bunch of new Good News Clubs springing up throughout our local listening area.
That would be such a blessing. Thank you, Darla.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.